Yeah, we're back. Good morning as we drift through a Friday. September 26th going on. What a day. We're at 49, teetering on that 50-degree thing with a whole lot of sunshine. Kind of crazy for the end of September, but we'll take it. Friday, we got to talk with Brianna Koval. I mean, it's just a Friday thing from Wilkin County Emergency Services. Good morning.
Good morning.
So we're wrapping up preparedness month.
Yes, we are.
And so we've been kind of talking about that, too. And what I liked about it is last week we talked about cost-effective preparedness.
Yes.
And it doesn't have to cost you a fortune. We'll just recap on that. There are things you can get. There are things you can do that aren't going to cost you anything.
Right, absolutely. Because the easiest and the least expensive thing you can actually do is have the conversation with those people in your home, your close family, your close friends who are going to be your circle when it comes to dealing with an emergency or disaster. Just having that conversation so you have your communications plan, you know where everybody's going to meet, you know how to track everybody down, you know what I'm going to say resources people have available. You know that, you know, this person may not have a vehicle, so they're going to need additional assistance. Or this person relies on a CPAP at night. So we have to think about things like that.
Oh, good one. Yeah.
Yep. Exactly. How many people have CPAPs now?
Everybody. Yep.
Can most live without them for a night or two? Yep, sure. Some people leave them at home when they're on vacation, but there are individuals who are fully dependent on them for sleeping. So things to think about when it comes to having your emergency or your disaster plan if you do have to leave your home. But one thing that we didn't really touch on at all over this month was fires. So, I mean, we're moving into
fire prevention month in October. Yeah.
Yep, exactly. So just keeping in mind that, you know, fires happen anytime, all the time. So being adequately prepared for those, because fire is hot, fire is fast, fire is dark, and fire is deadly.
True story. Yeah.
So making sure that while you're thinking about all of your disaster and your emergency preparedness kits and updating those, check your smoke alarms at the same time. When was the last time you changed the batteries in those? Make sure you're changing those batteries twice a year. If you haven't replaced that smoke alarm or your carbon monoxide detector in 10 years, it's time to toss it away and get a new one. They're just not as reliable after that time period. And then making sure that you have enough. You should have a smoke alarm on every level of your home and outside of bedrooms. That includes your basement. Put one in your garage, too. Many fires start in garages before they get to the house. So making sure that you have an adequate number of them to fully cover and protect your home to alert you.
Okay.
So
we're working a month ahead already.
I know. Well, remember, I'm not going to be here next week.
I know.
So we're trying to bridge that gap
I'm still trying to adjust. It's tough.
We're trying to be prepared for next week.
I know. See, and you're all about preparedness and you're all about planning,
which
I absolutely love.
Absolutely. And then while we're talking about fires, we should be moving into the season where we're turning our heat on. We haven't yet, and the forecast isn't exactly indicative of that happening anytime soon.
Yeah.
But what a better time to make sure that all of your alarms and devices are updated.
Mm-hmm.
So does your CO2 alarm still work? Do you not have one? Does it need to get replaced? You know, checking those types of things before we really get into that season is going to be better. And, hey, if you're, you know, sitting around this weekend and you don't have anything else to do, start vacuuming out those heat registers.
Yes.
Then you don't have to think about it when it comes to turn them on maybe in a few weeks or a few months. We'll see how the season goes. It seems like summer's never going to end.
Yeah, but, right? Yeah, we're on kind of love affair with summer here.
Exactly. But getting some of that stuff taken care of in advance is going to make it easier in the long run. Because how many times have you forgotten, oh, I should have vacuumed out that register and it's full of dog hair.
Wow. Or you made me think of something else. I don't know if you can help me out, you know, with emergency services, but if you vacuum it. Asian beetles. I think that's approaching crisis stage. That and the yellow jackets. You can't walk by a public garbage can without being just inundated.
Just swarmed.
Yeah.
And the no-see-ums are out too.
Yeah.
So it is apocalyptic when it comes to these fall bugs.
But you can't help us with that. I mean, we just deal with that, right?
No, but we can all just hope that we get a frost at some point to tame everything down.
I'm glad you said the F word before I did.
Oh, man.
Okay, yeah, you broached that.
I could really go for a nice 38-degree day. I mean, we don't need a hard frost, just a little nip in the air.
Mm-hmm.
That's all I want.
That wouldn't be bad.
Yeah.
So, okay, again, let's cover the purple. Let's cover the Vikings. Let's cover how fired up you are. Everybody's jumping on the bandwagon now. Well, everybody's falling in love again.
Right. Well, that's because we have Carson Wentz again.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, that's helping us out.
Yeah.
We're going to see where this goes. You know, and we play, I think it's 8 a.m. on Sunday.
Yeah, it's very early.
Yep, because they're over in the UK or in Ireland.
I haven't looked at the schedule.
Yeah. But I know we're playing at 8 a.m., so it's going to be an early morning, but that's okay.
Are you going to be out of bed watching this?
Of course I will. Yep, absolutely. See if I can get as much of it in before going to church, and then you catch the end when you get home.
All right. You got all this planned.
Well, come on, emergency preparedness.
You're prepared with pretty much everything. Hey, let's talk scouting. Your boy's a scout.
He is. You know, they are just on the starting phase of selling Christmas wreaths because we are only, 12 weeks away from Christmas at this point?
Oh.
Yep, so Christmas wreaths are going out, and the Cubs have their Halloween carnival coming up, I believe, on the 11th.
Where's that going to be?
My phone. That's over at the community
center. Community center here in Wapping,
yep.
All right.
Look it up on Facebook. I know there's a flyer on Facebook for it. And it is October 11th.
All right.
Yep. So that's always a fun event. Come in costume. There's always games and food. And it's just a real great time. So
fantastic.
Yeah, absolutely.
All right. So you're going to be like not here next week.
I know.
I'll try to adjust.
You'll manage. I'm sure
But will we see you the week after?
Absolutely.
Okay. Well, good. Then I'm reassured.
Okay.
Anna Coble.
Perfect.
Great to have you in here as it is every Friday talking Wilkin County Emergency Services, 915 here at the Voice of the Valley. AM 1450, KBMW, good morning.
I thumb my way from L.A. back to Knoxville. I found out those bright lights ain't where I belong.